I wanted to focus primarily on surrender, and I actually do in this retreat. But since this new information came up, so I feel it's important to address it regarding the transference of power from the innermost person to pure attention. It's really important to get in touch with the innermost person. Because not only his role is so important in our evolution, but also he serves as a bridge between the internal person and our overall pure subjectivity. And that bridge is broken. It's like there's a gap created inside us. And the person is not properly connected and cannot be integrated with other centers of the soul. So I would like to go through this exercise practice that we have just done again. We do it in respect to pure consciousness because it is pretty straightforward. And also because awakening of pure consciousness and perfecting it is a priority for those already awakened pure consciousness. Many of you still need to perfect it. Because not having attained perfection in pure consciousness will have detriment effect on your evolution through other centers in the soul. Okay, so first become conscious of the innermost person. It's the part of you in the person which is looking back. It is looking back, but it also is feeling itself. It has a sense of self. And it knows itself, feels itself as a particular texture. I believe some of you may still be confused with what is the innermost person. And it's time to transcend that confusion. To go from confusion into certainty. Now, when you are one with the innermost person, you allow yourself to flow back. Through pure attention into pure me of consciousness. The innermost person is not flowing back. He is still in his position. But in a way it feels like something from the inner person is emanating towards the back of your heart space. At least there's such a feeling. And this is because his intelligence is emanating, not his identity. So you are one with pure attention, with pure me of consciousness. Ideally you are horizontally surrendering, but you are also one with the innermost person. You should be always one with the innermost person, but in majority of situations you are just so to speak, etherically conscious of the person, the innermost person feels. It's being felt just in a very gentle way. But now you try to feel the innermost person stronger. While being fully in pure consciousness, which you also feel stronger. Or with full strength. You need to be relaxed and both let it happen and make it happen. The idea is that you do not feel conflict of identity between the innermost person and pure me of consciousness. That you can be simultaneously in these two places. Not just moving back and forth. If you look deeper, other than just having a general sense of the principle, you can actually feel that transference of intelligence from the innermost person into pure attention and pure me of consciousness. And you can also feel that something from the innermost person emanates into pure attention in order emanate its power into pure attention. As I said, if the innermost attention is weak, pure attention is also bound to be weak. Now we go in opposite direction. You are in pure consciousness. In the innermost person. And then you activate external attention, such as looking at the world in front of you. And you need to be conscious in that external attention, which is the external person. We have done similar practice for so many times, being in pure consciousness, having weight of identity in pure consciousness, and yet being able to see the world clearly and to use your mind clearly. But now we are adding one more element, which is that you maintain the continuity of the innermost attention. So the innermost attention is looking back. External attention is looking forward, and they both need to be conscious. Who makes them conscious? The internal person. So internal person should be able to maintain the continuity of the innermost person and the external person. Maintaining continuity of external person is not the right word. You just need to be conscious in the external person. Let's make a step back. Be consciously in the innermost person, eyes open. And be conscious in your external attention. And whatever that external attention is recognizing outside of you. Can you be in these two places at the same time? Don't try too hard, let it happen. Relax. And then can you feel that between the innermost person and the external person, there is someone in the middle? The one who is making the external person conscious, the one who maintains the continuity of the innermost person, and that is the internal person. This all should be natural. It's not like a gymnastic with consciousness. You are just present, naturally. External attention emanates from the person to the outer reality. You are just conscious in it. The innermost person is present, looking back, and that which is holding these two is the internal person. Now, the next step, you go into pure consciousness, clearly. And you experience at the same time the three centers in the person. The innermost person is still looking back, external person is looking forward, and the internal person is holding them together. Is it so difficult? If it's difficult, it means you need to practice. And remember, you do need to focus, but don't try too hard. You need to relax at the same time. What came to my mind is the reason why some students have hard time with self-remembrance, with maintaining the continuity of pure attention. That what is at the root of that compulsive forgetfulness? We can generalize that consciousness is not yet fully developed, or that one is getting distracted with the external person and the mind, or that pure attention is not developed, and it's all true. But what is the deepest reason? To discover the deepest reason, we have to go back to the start of the evolution of the person. As we know, the innermost person, which is born as a result of the internalization of the person and awakening of the spiritual longing and certain spiritual intelligence to look for self, at the beginning we have only that aspect of us which is spiritual, is the innermost person. And that innermost person is not only looking back, is developing. And among other things, like his intelligence, he is developing his innermost attention. And those who struggle with self-remembrance, they have not developed the innermost person enough, or hardly. And among other things, they did not develop the continuity of innermost attention. So they did not develop the continuity of innermost attention, and now they want to develop continuity of pure attention without having the foundation. And then they struggle. It is possible that the innermost attention develops in delay as a byproduct of trying to maintain continuity of pure attention. But it is also possible that this innermost attention will keep lagging behind, undeveloped. So it is quite possible that those who a possible approach to those who struggle with self-remembrance is to actually go back to the person and cultivate innermost attention first. But since cultivating innermost attention alone perhaps is not the most compatible, because you are still sort of too much in the person. Another possible solution is to combine developing continuity in pure attention while simultaneously working with the innermost attention. There's always a solution that just it has to be found, that solution. And apply it intelligently. But coming back to our exercise, our practice, can it be fully in pure consciousness and innermost person and conscious in your external attention and conscious of what you see in front of you without conflict? If you cannot, go back to work. But practice with enthusiasm, with joy, not just seeing it as a hard work, how difficult and challenging it is. You need to enjoy, you need to be excited, you need to be passionate. Because after all, it's about you, about your well-being, and about understanding yourself deeper, knowing yourself deeper, and becoming more whole. What else is more important than that? Nothing. You are everything.